In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The East Troublesome Fire appears to not have spread much last night after blowing up to a historic 170,000 acres over the past few days. Incident Commander Noel Livingston says such rapid growth of a forest fire is basically unheard of in North America.
Certainly significant, certainly tragic in a number of areas, and certainly a challenge for both public safety, for the suppression folks, for the emergency services, and for our wildland folks as well.
There's no official word yet on how many homes or other structures have been lost. Weather conditions are expected to be dangerous again today, with warmer temperatures and gusty winds returning to the area. The Red Cross has opened up evacuation shelters for anyone under mandatory evacuation orders due to the ongoing wildfires. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Shelters are up and running in Loveland, Westminster, Blackhawk, and Silverthorne. Andrea Carlson is with the Red Cross. Due to the pandemic, anyone who checks in at a shelter will be assigned a hotel room for the evening, free of charge.
It seems like it should not be this easy, and you keep wanting to say, well, what's the catch? But there's really no catch.
More information is available at the Red Cross website, including how to donate and volunteer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And state officials are urging people to avoid traveling to the mountains this weekend. Road closures due to the fires have spread thin the transportation department. Snow in the forecast could mean plows will be out, stretching things even further. Officials say crashes or stuck cars could redirect essential resources needed for dealing with those bigger challenges. Gradually clearing skies for Metro Denver today, highs in the lower 40s, likely snow Saturday night through Monday. Sunny and mid-60s for Grand Junction today. Right now, it's 20 degrees in Denver, 29 in Vail.